It's all over here, and Dublin have come, conquered, and gone home with the full points. They won this game 2-5 to 7 points. Remember, they led 2 goals and 2 points, just to 2 points at half-time. Niamh McAvoy and Rebecca McDonald scoring the all-important goals in the first half, as Donegal, after a lively start and a great opportunity to goal in the opening 3 or 4 minutes from Searagh and McDonald, Dublin showed their class in the second quarter to go in with those that 2-goal advantage at half-time. But Donegal, to their credit, did mount a challenge in the second half. And they got the opening score of the half through Karen Guthrie. And, well, then they had further points from Yvonne McMonigal as well, and Guthrie. Guthrie and Yvonne McMonigal doing all the scoring between them. McGonigal ended with 2 points. And Karen Guthrie, who led the team for the first time this afternoon, led by 5. But Dublin just about held on. Those late scores from... from the Dubs, just about seeing them too. But Donegal did put in a superior performance, and really they will rue those first half goals. The first of them, after just 13 minutes, was something of a fortuitous type of speculative lob from McAvoy, somehow ended up in the right corner of Laura Gallagher's net, deceiving the keeper at the last minute. And just before half time, McDonald scrambled home a goal when it broke in the Donegal goal mouth. But certainly a lot of work to do for Donegal. Remember, they have Galway next week as well, back up in Division 1 under new management of Damien Devaney and Maxie Curran, but and without Geraldine McLaughlin here this afternoon, and one felt that they certainly could do with her. But it's ended here in O'Donnell Park. Dublin, the All-Ireland champions, 2-5. Donegal, not 7.